The so-called Great American Songbook is made up of popular songs your parents and grandparents may have danced to, standards by Rodgers and Hart, Cole Porter, George and Ira Gershwin, and others, written for movies and Broadway musicals. Today's singers are often discovering these songs and making the music their own. That's the case with a jazz and pop singer NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg just discovered.
In 1941, Ira Gershwin and Kurt Weill wrote a song for the Broadway musical Lady in the Dark that is so beautiful, it's been recorded by lots of singers.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold.
And of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold.
Daniel Shore sang it once on this radio program.
My ships aglow with a million pearls, and rubies fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in.
Now, the singer and pianist named Anthony Strong has taken up the tune on his new eponymous album, Stepping Out.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold. And of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold.
Anthony Strong joins us from the BBC in London. Hi, you have brought that glorious oldie into the 21st century.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a fantastic song.
But wait a minute, you are a Brit?
I am indeed.
Wait, how do you get rid of the accent when you sing?
Well, I think I learned very early on that dance and romance don't rhyme. So for me, that was always a problem. So, and, you know, I sing a lot of American music, and that's American music is really my inspiration. So early on in my career, I decided that kind of mid-Atlantic sound kind of works for me.
It takes a lot of nerve to tackle classic tunes. Many of them, our greatest singers have done. Here's one, for example.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft.
And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good, what common sense would it do? Oh, it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. Although I know it's strictly taboo.
So, Anthony Strong, why did you decide to record this one, this Sinatra classic?
When I recorded the album, I really wanted it to be a snapshot of what we did live, you know. And Witchcraft is we play at about three times the speed of Frank's version. And it's a great, great standard and one of my favorites.
And I got no defense for it. Oh, the heat is too intense for it. What good, what common sense would it do? Oh, it's witchcraft. Wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo.
Tell us your story. You started out as a session player, and now after that you played pubs, clubs all over London. Now you're doing music festivals all over Europe, huh? Was that scary for you to do, to get out from the crowd and be the front guy?
It should have been, but for me, I kind of felt like it was time. I'd been doing the session thing for a few years, and I'd been writing for many years, and I kind of just decided that now was the right time, and I didn't want to go out at 21 and record a jazz album that wasn't sort of authentic.
How old are you now? 22?
I'm 29. I was 29 last week, so it's a couple of weeks ago. So.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And you had formal musical training, eh?
Yes, I did. Well, I mean, I started playing piano by ear and was sort of what I call messing around, you know, playing lots of tunes and improvising and writing things. I won a competition to play at the Hollywood Bowl when I was about 11 or 12. After that, my parents sort of said, you know, you're pretty good at this music thing. Maybe you should, you know, take it a little more seriously. And it was then that I started having serious musical training.
And you write songs, too. This one, Someone Knows. To me, it sounds like an anthem for paranoids.
Someone knows someone out there won't buy the propaganda. A private psychodrama is no longer a two-hander. I can feel the real bad karma and the extra pair of eyes. Someone's getting wise.
I think the NSA and Edward Snowden could dance to to that one.
Let's send them a copy.
What was the idea? What was the thinking around it?
I don't know if you know a movie called Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Sure.
My lyricist, Guy Mathers, he's a fantastic lyricist, had just seen that film, and he called me up straight afterwards, and he went, man, you've got to see this movie. I've written some lyrics to it, but you've got to see the film. So I watched the film, and I was sort of pretty amazed by it, and we just sat down, and he brought his lyrics, and the music just flowed. So I think he wanted to write a love song with a sort of espionage theme to it. Yeah.
I understand that you have had contact with a grand dame of jazz and a woman so close to NPR's heart. Tell us that story about you and Marion McPartlin.
I was doing some shows in a fantastic club in Paris called the Duc de Lombard, and a lady came up to me after the show and she said, I've just got your CD, will you sign it for me? By the way, I'm the granddaughter of Marion McPartlin. And she said, I'm going to take this copy and I'm going to play it to her and I'm going to get her own copy as well. Fast forward a year, she came back to the show and she said, hi, do you remember me? And I said, of course. And she said, obviously, you know that Marion passed away. And I said, I know, I'm so sorry for your loss. And she said, but the really crazy thing is that when she went to clear out her house, there was a letter addressed to me on her kitchen table. And it's a complimentary letter saying how much she liked what I did and how much she liked the album and how excited that she was that young people like myself were doing this music. And it was just a really sweet, sweet letter. And yeah, it was an honour and a pleasure to just receive anything from her, let alone a little note saying how much she liked it. So it was fantastic.
Anthony Strong of England. His album is called Stepping Out. Thank you. I think this stuff is smoking.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's too darn hot, it's too darn hot. I like to sup with my baby tonight.
NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg speaking with singer Anthony Strong. You can see his video of the song Too Darn Hot on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
It's too darn hot, too darn hot, it's too darn hot. I like to coo with my baby tonight. I'm gonna pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo.